control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That again, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're finishing up the last hour talking about the We the People organization at givemeliberty.org and what it is they've got planned for the month of September. Starting on September 17th, they want hundreds, hopefully thousands, maybe they're shooting for thousands, not sure how many they'll get, of Americans to come to Washington, D.C. for the Hunger for Redress event that they've come up with. These folks have been trying for years to just get some answers from the government people, and we've been following their progress.
And their answers, the questions they ask are not outlandish.
No, they're very well researched. They're good issues to bring up, and they're questions that deserve answers, in my opinion. And so they've been asking these questions. They've served them directly to the so-called representatives in Washington D.C. Every single, all 535, the White House. They've served it all over the place. A few years back, nobody responded. So they said, all right, well, what are we going to do? They filed a lawsuit, and the lawsuit went through some of the courts until the highest level of court beneath the Supreme Court, I forget what that is, but the highest level
Circuit
of court, basically came back and said, you can ask all the questions you want. Government people don't have to respond to them. That was what the position of the courts was. They tried to take it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court basically said, we don't want to hear this. So the Supreme Court basically endorsed, essentially, by not hearing the case, what the lower court had said. So frustrated by all of this, they're now trying again. They are trying to, again. They've served, once again, all 535 members of Congress in the White House with their petition for redress of grievances, addressing seven different issues that are very important to them, including the Iraq War, the Federal Reserve, and the Patriot Act. And they're hoping to get some answers. So far, again, no one has responded to them, not even Ron Paul. And so what they're going to do is this hunger strike, where they want to get as many people as possible to Washington, D.C. on September 17th of this year to not eat and publicize this event, that they're going to continue hungering until somebody answers their questions. Now, I don't agree with all of their views, the Give Me Liberty organization, the We the People. I don't agree with them completely, but I have to respect what they're doing. I think that, especially as somebody who has an appreciation for non-political action, this is, while it's tied into the political system, is, I think, far more effective than just getting and waving a bunch of signs.
I agree. I think, I support wholly what they do.
Here's the rest of his press release.
Not all the issues, but what they're doing. I support what they're doing.
Let me share briefly the rest of their press release here that they want to send out to announce this. This is like a future fantasy press release sort of describing what's going on. So they talk about the weekly, almost weekly escalations of government control over our lives. They're saying that it's time to say enough is enough, and that they want to hold the government accountable to the Constitution. Now, let me point out, I don't believe that any of this is possible. I don't think they're going to get any answers. They'll continue to be ignored, or if somebody comes out, they'll be non-responsive in their answers to the questions. But Bob Schultz, he keeps trying.
He's a good man.
He says the government of the United States of America is out of control and refuses to be held accountable to the Constitution. It's now routinely violating war powers, money, privacy, tax, and other restrictions explicitly placed upon it by the Constitution, and in a further act of constitutional defiance, the government refuses to listen or even respond to the people's petitions for redress. He says, our government refuses to be held accountable for these violations. This is one of the reasons why I don't support explicitly the organization, because they're not my government. I understand, Bob, he's still holding on to the last vestiges of the ideas, of the ideals that the country was founded on, thinking that there's a chance they could whip it back into shape. But I think they're going to fail, unfortunately, at this. But I still will watch and tell you about it as it continues to happen. He says, we need to expose the true character of the government. I agree with that. And draw attention to the fact that the people of America, as a free people, are by design the final arbiters of the Constitution, and that the servant government has usurped the power of the people, taking over the house that liberty built. Our repeated petitions for redress have been answered only with repeated injuries. Enough is enough. The Constitution was signed on September 17th, 1787, establishing America as the land of freedom and opportunity. It established a republic with a government of strictly limited powers to secure the unalienable rights of the people to independent thought and individual liberty. So you know, had this been 5 years ago, my viewpoint would have been right along with Bob Schultz, and I would, you know, be cheering him on, saying, yeah, you go get him. But at this point, I can't say I expect very much to happen here. I think that people will hunger, and then they'll eventually... They'll leave and go either, get something to eat.
Yeah, they either die or eat.
I find it hard to believe anybody's going to die over this, and if so, the you know the government people, it's not going to change anything. They'll just have another dead body on their hands.
Well, I worry for Bob Schultz's health. He's an older gentleman, and he's done this before, and you know I hope that it comes to some conclusion where he can draw a victory from it.
Yeah,
I really do. I really, really do. Believe me, I support the We the People organization wholeheartedly. I love what they do. I don't know what the government. You know, it just doesn't seem like the government cares. I think he's going to prove that.
Yeah, absolutely. And from what he, you know, they keep saying this is like the last step, and then they keep coming up with another last step. So I don't know how long they've had
this in
their pocket. What is the last step?
I mean, you know, where do we go after that?
Right. If they ignore you and a couple of your supporters die or they, you know, really hurt themselves at this hunger strike, then what are you going to do? Are you then going to stop paying? Actually,
that's one of the reasons I support them vehemently is that they don't pay their taxes.
That's true.
They don't pay the government's taxes, I should say.
Don't they have a class action lawsuit?
They had a class action lawsuit that was, of course, turned down by the Supreme Court because, oh, yeah, this was addressed by a lower court, which the lower court didn't address it at all.
It's just been going on so long. All of this has been going on so long, it's hard for me to remember where all the different strands are going off to. But, I've got a lot of respect for him and those thousands of people that had joined him in basically telling the government, look, you know, if you don't want to answer our questions, we don't really see any reason to pay you anything. And so they've stopped paying. And so to that end, I really appreciate what he's done. I just wonder what's next. What is it they've got planned? And we'll keep our eye on things. And, Mark, you'd suggested that we might get Bob back on the show when this actually goes down, this hunger strike thing.
I love talking to him every time we do.
It seems like a good idea. So we'll keep you in the loop here. And if you want to help out, you can go to, it looks like they got a new website, wethepeoplefoundation.org, and I think givemeliberty.org is still their website as well. So if you, is this something that excites you, you want to go join the hunger strike, you are welcome to help them out, and I'm sure they'd appreciate it. And if you can't go, if you can't actually be there, I'm sure they'll take your contributions. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Steve in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. I wanted to talk about the unintended consequences of government action, if that's okay.
Certainly.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I've been finding often that when I'm trying to talk to fans of government, that one of the best strategies to kind of plant the seed of liberty in their minds is to find out why they want government in place, what their intentions are, and then to systematically prove to them that that the government actions often will create the opposite result of what they were hoping to, and that and that actually if liberty were more prevalent, these goals would be achieved.
I think it's a brilliant approach. It's been successful for me in the past. One of my more memorable examples was during the 2000 campaign for Harry Brown. I was promoting Harry on a college campus, and a couple of greenies were concerned with the fact that the environment. They were very worried about the environment, and I showed them that the government is the worst threat to the environment, that the government at all levels is the biggest polluter, especially the military, is the biggest polluter of more so than any of the top four corporate polluters combined. So it was stuff like that that really helped persuade those people.
Oh, it's clear across the board on most issues. The more restrictions you have on guns, the higher the violent crime generally. So all kinds of things like that. But there was one issue that I was debating with somebody the other day, and I did have trouble showing the unintended consequences, how they were actually worse. I thought you guys might have some insight.
Okay, shoot.
Well, here in Canada, and perhaps it's the same in the U.S., it is against the law. It's completely banned for cigarette and tobacco companies to advertise in magazines and billboards and on TV. And I'm sure there are unintended consequences. I just couldn't think of any.
Let's get to it in a moment. Hang on. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. I know there are similar restrictions here in America.
Just on broadcast advertising, which shows the broadcast
billboards
advertising.
Billboards, I don't think, can do it either.
Oh, I think you can have billboards.
More on the way.
I don't know.
You take control. Maybe it may depend on wherever you live. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-204-6421. That's 1-800-204-6421. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-204-6421.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include live streams, broadband version, and dial-up versions, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. You can go to webex.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, W-E-B-E-X WebEx.com. Enter the promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. As we continue with Steve in Toronto asking a question about unintended consequences and if there are any in regards to cigarette advertising being banned from things like, you mentioned in Canada it was magazines.
Billboards.
And billboards in Canada, was it?
It's really everywhere.
Everywhere. And you're asking, what are the unintended consequences?
Right,
well,
without sliding into the slippery slope argument of saying, well, if they're going to restrict that advertising, it could go anywhere. I just want to study the effects of the unintended consequences of if it just were to stop there.
Yeah, I don't know if there are always unintended consequences. I think while it's a general thing that we see in many governmental programs, I think in most cases, certainly in government programs, they generally also fail at what it is they intend to do. But that's not necessarily an
unintended. But even the failures have unintended consequences. I'm prepared to give you some unintended consequences.
Sure.
First off, what people don't think when they think about banning things like cigarettes is they assume that, you know, that'll just get rid of the bad, bad cigarettes. Well, there's good people that work in the area of producing tobacco, that mm-hmm. work in the area of the factories of making the cigarettes, in the areas of the administering the business, and in the area of placing the ads and that kind of thing. So you affect negatively their business. In the United States, it's just limited to broadcast advertising, which to me makes the point that broadcast advertising is better than magazine and billboard advertising.
Sure, but the problem there is that if I'm trying to convince somebody who loves the government and sees this as a good action, they're not going to care much if business is hurt, if it
sure.
means that
but you don't
less
make it,
people...
You don't make it the point of business. You make it the point of people. And then if you can't, and make sure when you make the point that they're hurting me, I'm in the advertising business, and I would really like some cigarette advertising business. I'm on the other side of it. I'm just
sure.
in the ad business. I do the radio show. And I've got a four-month-old son. You're taking food out of his mouth. Do you want to come and break his little fingers, too? I mean, if you want unintended
right.
consequences, Jack could have grown up to be a brain surgeon for lack of the funds because somebody stopped cigarette advertising.
I don't know if it's really unintended consequences because, that could be their intention. They could believe that the people that sell cigarettes...
Well, they're just evil bastards then.
Right, they could believe that people that sell cigarettes and advertising are evil and should be restricted in these ways. Their families be damned. I don't know, but I think it's a good answer anyway, Mark.
It's the best I got.
Sure. I thought of one additional one. In addition to being banned from advertising, they also can't sponsor events. And so there's a lot of events that used to be big, community building events mm-hmm. here that either don't exist anymore or they've had to scale things back. But,
yeah,
but again, that seems...
I think that might be so here, too, because I certainly don't see Marlboro...
It seems even like, even as I'm arguing it to people, I don't feel extremely confident in that argument the same way that I do when I can show that banning guns hurts more people.
Sure. Yeah, I think that Mark's point is good, but it's kind of
I think you
not
can certainly
direct.
Show that there's lots of people in the advertising business that are making less money, and therefore their kids are less well off. I don't have statistics for it because, that's just, I haven't gone and compiled those things. Don't know where to get those numbers. But, yeah, that's really happened.
Yeah, how about this one? Wouldn't you rather the money from the big cigarette companies go to people that are selling advertising than go to pay the CEO? Because they're going to take that money and spend it on something. Might as well be spending it on advertising. I don't know. That's kind of weak.
it's a tough one. I've tried to get my head around it a number of times, and I have trouble with it. And
I just don't think there are always unintended consequences. The intention of the government school system has been to dumb people down, and it's been very, very successful at that.
It's not hard to do that.
But
look at the amount of money that was spent on doing it.
Right, but that's not necessarily an unintended consequence. That's just a general outcome of government programs, is that they have an intention, and, for instance, the intention is to build a school. Okay, well, we know the school gets built, but as you pointed out so many times, Mark, if you go and buy a car, and the list price is $14,000, and you pay $75,000 for it.
You
succeeded
right.
in that your goal was reached, that you got the car. You failed in that you did a piss poor job of the purchase. So government fails at what it does pretty much every single time, but it doesn't always have unintended consequences. So I don't think you can go to that 100% of the time. I think the slippery slope argument that you started there when we rejoined
the segment. If they can do it to tobacco, they can do it to
right.
anything. And I think
sure, to food and so forth.
Yep.
But
yeah.
you, you lose people with that when they say, no, no, government would just stop there.
You can't win them all, my friend,
and of course.
I think you're right in all your points.
The people that would be making a lot of the arguments that you're talking about there are stuck in a big government
control freaks.
Authoritarian mindset. And I swear to God, you might convert conservatives, and you might convert liberals, and you might convert moderates.
Authoritarians,
You'll
though?
Never convert authoritarians because
right.
they just don't mind shooting you in the head to get what they want.
Yeah, you can try, and you can try, but I mean, if you've tried a couple times and you don't feel like you're even making any sort of headway, you're not seeing a gear turn or two, leave them behind and find the next person.
They don't mind kicking somebody in the crotch to get what they want. They suck.
So true.
There you go. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the question. Good one. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line, unscreened. Who is this?
Hi, it's Terry from Toronto. I got an unintended consequence for cigarette advertising.
Uh-huh. Certainly, Terry. Go ahead.
And that's right here in Toronto, they had Benson & Hedges International Fireworks Competition. It was a fantastic, probably 6 or 7 day festival with international countries competing for fireworks. And that was fabulous. And there was also a jazz festival sponsored by another cigarette company.
Who doesn't like jazz? Who doesn't like fireworks?
Exactly.
Great points.
Two great things, unintended consequences.
Yep, they screwed it up with their damn bands.
Well done, sir. Any other thoughts tonight?
That's it for tonight.
Right, thank you for the input. I love it when people are listening live because they always have such great things to add. But if you're not listening live and then you send an email and there's like 100 emails, we don't always get to it. So it's always nice when you can just go right from one call to the next. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. So coming up here, Mark, you've got a story about red light cameras.
Yeah.
Now, we've discussed them before on the program and how it is that they'll have these red light cameras, and what they end up doing is they want to catch more people going through the red lights.
Sure.
So they'll shorten the yellow light time.
Tickets are revenue generation for, the bureaucrats. Mm-hmm. And then red light cameras actually cause people to lock up their brakes, stop, cause accidents, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they'll shorten the yellow lights, and that causes more accidents. And in fact, big problems for red light cameras.
But you say you've got a story tonight entitled "Red Light Cameras Don't Work," and
just
I don't know what that means. I don't know if they're saying that red light cameras don't work in that people don't stop anymore for red lights, or that they don't work in that the government people aren't getting more revenue from them. So we will find out what that means here in moments, and you can dial in and talk about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And also an email about questions in regards to healthcare and, I think, drugs, actually. We'll get to that if we got time, but your calls are primary if you make them at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. You dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, that's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, the live streams, updates, and more. We give it all away where those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for their websites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, and then we'll get to your story about the red lights, Mark. But first, we go to John in Kansas on the amp line. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to clarify something. I was listening to last night's show, and you mentioned you weren't sure whether paid bureaucrats had to swear an oath.
Yeah, I don't think they all do.
As far as, I'm not sure about in New Hampshire, but as far as the ones in Kansas, they are not required to swear an oath.
Is it only the elected ones that are?
Yes.
Okay.
Only the elected.
I believe that's pretty standard, and it certainly verifies what I've seen here. Anything else on your mind?
No, just thought I'd like to clarify that point for you guys.
Thanks for doing that, John. I appreciate the call. Let's talk to Bill in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Bill, what's on your mind tonight?
Sir, we'd like to mention to you that we've been looking at a library in regard to something called kudzu. You know, kudzu is considered to be a weed here in the United States.
Yeah.
But apparently the Japanese farmers, you know, on the islands around Japan have been using kudzu for centuries. And there's a tremendous book called Kudzu where it shows the Japanese are able to take this particular so-called weed and make it into 125 different kinds of foods, cattle feed, chicken feed, etc. So I thought I'd mention that to your listeners.
Yeah, a lot of communities have efforts to eradicate kudzu. You know, it's all over the interstates when you go down. It's a creeping vine, and it has a tendency to crowd out trees and, you know, then ultimately kill them. But so you say that you can use it for stuff. What kind of things?
Well, this is like, you know, for a family, a Japanese farmer that has an acre of land, can grow kudzu, and he can feed his family main course meals. They can make desserts out of that. They can feed their chickens, their cows, their horses.
I don't think all I'd want to eat is kudzu, but if that's true,
you know, you wouldn't want to just eat beef, and you wouldn't want to just eat lettuce either. But you know, that doesn't mean they're not good food.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting.
That's
point.
Pretty cool.
Thanks for bringing that up, Bill.
Thanks
for the call tonight. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231.
Kudzu's food.
Yep, you can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. Mark, do red light, what is it, red light cameras, do they work?
Apparently not.
What's the story?
Red light cameras are designed to take a picture of a car's license plate.
Where's this coming from?
It's an online blog post. Well, it's at RideLust.com, and I don't know much about RideLust.com, but you know,
always like to know where
looks legit-ish.
Okay.
It's a nice website. The red light cameras are designed to take a picture of a car's license plate if the driver runs a red light. These cameras are popping up in city after city as officials theorize that if drivers know they're being watched, they'll be less likely to run the lights.
Makes sense.
But do they work, or is it just another way to increase revenue from traffic tickets? Well, according to study after study, rather than improving motorist safety, red light cameras significantly increases crashes, therefore raise insurance premiums. In fact, the only studies that have shown any benefit to red light cameras were either done by the IIHS, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, or researchers funded by them. How very strange, don't you think? The most recent study revealing the truth about cameras was done by researchers at the University of South Florida College of Public Health. The rigorous studies clearly show red light cameras don't work, said lead author Barbara Langston Orban, professor and chair of the health policy and management of the USF College of Public Health. Instead, they increase crashes and injuries as drivers attempt to abruptly stop it. Camera intersections, just as I said, you know, people, they realize the cameras are there, they don't want to get the ticket, they'll slam on the brakes, they haven't had the chance to look in the rearview mirror, and then wham! Comprehensive studies from North Carolina, Virginia, Ontario have all reported cameras are associated with increases in crashes. The study by the Virginia Transportation Research Council also found the cameras were linked to increased crash costs.
The most relevant question here is, in the face of all of this evidence, have any government municipalities around the country actually taken them down?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I'm just speculating.
The only studies that conclude cameras, and, you know, government people love cameras. They just love cameras. They don't like them pointed at them. They like to point them at other people. As a matter of fact, when you point cameras at government people, they have a tendency to freak out. But the only studies that conclude cameras reduce crashes or injuries contain major research design flaws, such as incomplete data, inadequate analysis, and were always conducted by researchers with links to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. The IIHS, funded by automobile insurance companies, is the leading advocate for red light cameras, since insurance companies can profit from red light cameras by way of higher premiums due to increased crashes and citations. Apparently, the findings have been known for some time. A 2001 paper by the Office of the majority leader of the U.S. House of Representatives reported that red light cameras are a hidden tax levied on motorists. The report came to the same conclusions that all of the other valid studies have, that red light cameras are associated with increased crashes and that the timings of yellow lights are often set too short to increase tickets for red light running. The fact is,
it's all about money.
Yeah, people slam on their brakes. They don't want to get the tickets, so the municipalities, they shorten the yellow lights so that they can increase the revenue that they were used to getting when the cameras first go in, they're an increase in revenue, net increase. But then as people get used to them, they decrease dramatically, below what the cops were collecting previously. So the municipality's like, whoa, what's all the money? We need the money. So they decrease the amount of time for the yellow light, thereby increasing more crashes. And it's sick. It really
is.
You know,
if they really cared.
It's putting the lives of Americans on the line for dollars.
Yeah, if they really cared about safety, then it would seem to me, and I'm no traffic expert, but it would seem to me to make sense that if you are having a problem with people running red lights, and it just does, around here it just doesn't happen very often from what I've seen, and if it does, it's always at the last second, right? People run them, and they're like, you know, the last second. It's very rare that 5 seconds will go by and someone will just barrel through the intersection after the light turns red. Very rare that something like that happens, and in that case, there's not much you can do. But I think that if you were to have the automation system that's running these traffic lights, if once it gets to red, you just have it wait a few beats before it goes green on the other side. I think they already do this to some extent. Like, usually it's like you can get a quick two count in before the other light will turn green. But if you're having problems with people running the red light, just extend that a little bit. That way somebody doesn't slam on their gas as soon as their light turns green and T-bone somebody or get T-boned. Wouldn't that, I mean, does that make sense? Am I making
red lights
clear?
Are there to keep us safe. I mean, if you talk to people about getting rid of red lights, dear God in heaven, they'll say that we're all going to die. We're all going to die. But the fact is, the very people that are there to keep you safe and for the very activity that these lights are meant for, they are used in the opposite ways.
Yeah.
These people care about the money. They care about their power. They don't care about you. Why in the world would you let them administer something as simple as a traffic
light?
You're
just a statistic to them. It's sick. You know, the sensible thing to do at a red light is to look. I mean, because I don't trust the damn lights. I understand the lights might have gone green or red.
You never know.
You never know when some fool's going to just keep barreling through. And so the only sensible thing to do is to eyeball the lanes of traffic that are going. You're expecting to go after them. When they've stopped, check to make sure they've actually stopped. Because if they keep coming, you're screwed.
Yep. That's absolutely it.
You can't expect the damn lights.
It's just an intersection. The lights don't control the cars.
Right. You can't expect the lights, exactly, to control the cars. And you certainly can't expect the drivers to know what the hell they're doing.
The fact is, if you just think about how you drive, you realize, ooh, sometimes I'm not paying as much attention as I should be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes for other people. And some people, it's worse.
Right.
In fact, six U.S. cities have been found guilty of shortening the yellow light cycles below what is allowed by law on intersections equipped with cameras meant to catch red light runners. They broke the law to get more revenue.
I wonder if anyone was... They say they've been found guilty. That just means they've been found out.
Yeah.
Does anybody actually get in trouble for this stuff?
Nope. Those local governments have completely ignored the safety benefit of increasing the yellow light time and decided to install red light cameras, shorten the yellow light duration, and collect profits instead. You know, as far as I'm concerned, what these bureaucrats did was attempted murder, and they should be sentenced to life in prison.
Yeah, I think you might be onto that, but, you know...
They're not going to be.
Not gonna
ever.
Happen.
Ever.
They're immune. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. We're trying to sneak in here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go to vote for the show. I need to ask you again because we really need the votes. Go to vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it in this month of August. And we've got at least over 3,000 people per show that listen just via podcast, not including the thousands and thousands of radio listeners out there. But yet we only have a few hundred votes so far this month. So we could really use your participation if you get to do it this month. It would help us out a lot. Vote.freetalklive.com.
Slipping in the rankings, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. So more people are going to see some other show being at the top of the list, which means less people will come to
us. Fewer people listening to the show, and fewer new people listening to the show, fewer advertisers.
Yeah, let's continue here. Vote.freetalklive.com and talk to ladies first. Carrie is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carrie. Carrie, Virginia, going once. Carrie in Virginia, going twice. Let's try Alex.
Hello?
Hello, Carrie.
Oh, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Actually, I just wanted to relate to you a very weird story. It isn't about a red light camera.
Okay.
It's actually about one of the speeding cameras.
Gotcha.
One of our guys that worked with me was driving into the District of Columbia from Northern Virginia and was clocked at the 3rd Street Tunnel at 61 miles an hour. Now, about 33 minutes later, he was coming back after doing the job and was clocked at 61 miles an hour. At two tickets, same day, within like 30 minutes of each other. What are the chances of doing 61 miles an hour?
Same rate
and
of
I
speed.
Looked at the ticket very closely and realized the way the fines broke out, that if it was under 9 over the speed limit, it was $50. But if it was like 10 or 11, it was $100.
Mm-hmm.
You think the cameras might be programmed?
Well, that is an interesting question. Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, how do you know?
He said he wasn't speeding, but you can't confront your accuser.
Right, you can't confront the accuser. And even if it was just a cop, I mean, it's still the system is biased in favor of its police. If it's your word versus the police,
true.
The judge always sides with the cop. So now the judge gets to side with, you know, an automated machine that no one has any way of
checking up on.
Yeah,
but
you can't
my point
that.
Is, it was 61. It was just mm-hmm. over the $100 fine mark.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
there
and
you go.
The same.
Stay away from the 3rd Street Tunnel, people.
Thank you, Carrie.
Could happen anywhere.
Great hearing from
Have
you.
A good night.
Thank you for it. Yes, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Alex in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm also in Virginia, and out here in Virginia Beach, they've got, I guess it was a few months back, they had the camera lights on some of the main streets here. And what happened is they ended up doing away with them because a lot of the locals actually just started basically, you know, making notes of where all of them were.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is they actually lost revenue. They weren't getting as many people running through them. I'm not sure if it had anything to do with more crashes, but what I was told is that they actually were losing money, so they decided, even though it was actually making it safer, but because of the fact that they weren't getting as many people running the lights,
yeah,
they went ahead and did away with them. And the cameras are still there, sitting there, but they're not up and running anymore.
Right. Safety isn't the concern of the
nope,
bureaucrats.
Never was.
It's the money. And the fact is, people won't run the lights where the cameras are. They'd rather, you know, just sort of the human nature is they'll lock up the brakes in their car, you know, put the school bus behind them in jeopardy of everybody dying,
yeah,
you know, instead of getting the ticket. They don't think about
yeah,
it in that manner, but... You know, that's not what the lights were for. The lights were for, hey, you know, here's your warning and that kind of thing. But the bureaucrats want their revenue, and the revenue does, in fact, go down from them.
Yep. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. Here's a quick email update. Actually, just came in during the show tonight from our lady listener, young lady listener, who can't be fully identified because of job concerns. But anyway, she had an email. I think we read her email last night about how her boyfriend was arrested whilst driving her car, which her car happened to have some pretty important possessions of hers at the time. So the cops confiscated her laptop, and they confiscated her keys. And she needs her laptop because she's in school, and they've got reports on there and important data and passwords and stuff like that. And her keys, many of them were only single-copy keys. She just doesn't have those keys, so she needs to get her stuff back. And so she's been trying to go through whatever bureaucratic process is necessary in order to get her possessions back. And from what they told her, it's a simple matter. They said all he needs to do is sign a property release form, and you'll get your property back. But they've never given him the property release form in order to sign. So she's been waiting and waiting and waiting. It was so frustrating to her that she actually took the time to write her so-called representative, hoping she could get some answers. Now, this isn't a response from the representative. It's just an update from her on her situation and what she's been doing to try to get her stuff back. So here she writes, "Today I decided to go to the detention center myself to find out how to get my belongings back from them." I guess she'd only spoken with them on the phone up until this point. She says, "I arrived and spoke to a young woman in the booth in the lobby at 2:25 in the afternoon. I informed her that my boyfriend had not yet received the property release form. Her response was that everyone was given a form when they were first brought there. Obviously, this is not true. Otherwise, I'd have my property right now and wouldn't have to go through all this nonsense." She then looked up my boyfriend's information on a computer screen that was hard to see through the glass. I'm 5'5" and can barely see over the edge of the window. At this time, the young lady called the guard and asked him to give my boyfriend a property release form. After doing so, she informed me that the guard would give him the form during lockdown at 3:15. I thought to myself, all right, at least things seem to be making progress. Still, I decided to wait there until lockdown in order to make sure that the form was delivered to him. Probably a good idea. The lady in the booth kept telling me there was no point in waiting because even if he got the form, it wouldn't be sent out until later and nothing else could be done until tomorrow. I smiled nicely at her, a nervous habit of mine, and kept responding to this comment with, "I understand, but I just want to make sure he actually gets the form." She seemed to have a difficult time grasping as to why I would want to do this. See, I suffer from a mild form of social anxiety disorder, so just being around people I didn't know was nerve-wracking enough for me. Still, I continued to wait for the lockdown. Finally, 3:15 rolled around, but I gave her until 3:20, just in case my watch was a little fast. I approached the window again with a questioning look on my face. The lady immediately responded that she would call someone in 8 minutes to make sure they had delivered the form. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
There you go.
I looked away for a few moments, and suddenly it was 3:30. The lady I had been speaking with was gone. I'm not sure if her shift ended or if she was just on a break. In place was a man. Now, I knew I should have questioned him on the situation, but seeing as I hadn't slept in days nor had time to eat, I was too tired to wait any longer. So I hoped for the best and decided to leave. This evening at 7:45, my boyfriend called. I told him what I'd done and what was told to me by the bureaucrats. He informed me that they still had not given him a property release form. I'm convinced that monkeys could do the job better. There was something else disturbing that he told me, unrelated to the property release form, and it was that the guards like to tear apart the inmate cells. There's supposedly no reason for this, as they never do find anything. What I thought was funny, not funny, ha-ha, but funny as in disturbing, was that he said the inmates will have foam cups that they drink water from. Of course, that's not the disturbing part. The crazy thing is that the guards supposedly like to take the inmates' cups and poke out holes in the bottom of them. Is this some weird form of torture? Do they plan to slowly dehydrate the inmates to death? Is it some sick game or egotistic and power-hungry display of authority?
I think it's a sick game.
Did they do that in your prison? Stuff like that?
You know, they bug you when they could. And, you know, not every one of them, just the sadistic ones.
Since when, she asks, did human beings begin to de-evolve in this manner? Well, it's just a matter of not having incentive, really. I mean, they don't care what the inmates think of them.
Yeah, and they're not devolving. These are humans. And when you give humans power over other humans, you're going to find, you know, that they're just treated that way. The Stanford prison experiments showed that, you know, that's exactly true. And it did it within a matter of hours.
And it was with regular people that weren't necessarily sadists. I mean, the Stanford prison experiment.
None of these people were in prison. None of these people were real prison guards. It's just when you gave them the sort of the uniform and told them to act like it, they did.
Yeah, they became prison guards. And they became sadistic. So while we know that positions of power do attract sadists and sickos and people in search of power over others, we know that's a fact.
In fact, maybe it's the positions that turn the average people into sickos too.
Evidence. That's what the evidence shows. So there's a poor young lady trying to get her hands on her personal property, and these bureaucrats. Are they playing games, or, you know, is her boy? I guess there's a slight chance that her boyfriend's really getting the form and, like, isn't signing it.
That's a possibility. Thinks he's going to keep the stuff at the end of it all, or
who
whatever.
Who knows? Maybe he doesn't like her anymore. But I mean, presuming they have a good relationship, the bureaucrats
he's
are
calling.
With
she's
her.
Answering.
Yeah. The bureaucrats are playing games, and why do they care if she? They don't have the reports to turn in. They don't have the keys that they. You know, they don't have to. They haven't lost their keys, so it doesn't matter to them what happens with this young lady. Sad situation. More tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever...